Nebraska Driver's Practice Exam. The questions in the practice exam are different than those asked on the actual test. This practice exam should be used as an educational tool in conjunction with the Nebraska Driver's Manual, not as an alternative to studying the manual. Each question has only one correct answer. Note: regulations dealing with traffic laws, driver licensing, and registration are subject to change. End note. The number in parentheses at the end of each question indicates the page number in the driver's manual where the correct answer can be found. You may also find the DMV Interactive Written Exam on our website at www.dmv.state.ne.us. True or false? Mark the correct answer on the line provided. 1. Being under the influence of alcohol or other drugs is a major contributing factor in Nebraska crashes resulting in death and or serious injury. Page 24. True. 2. The risk of being in a crash begins to rise noticeably between 0.04% and 0.05% BAC and increases rapidly thereafter. Page 25. True. 3. At 0.05% BAC, a driver is at no risk of being involved in a crash. Page 25. False. 4. Nebraska law requires the driver and all front seat passengers to properly wear safety belts. Page 26. True. 5. Children under age 6 must ride correctly secured in a federally approved child passenger restraint system. Page 25. True. 6. It is possible that when an airbag deploys, even in a low-speed crash, it can pose some risk of injury to children age 12 and younger, elderly drivers and passengers, and short-statured adults of 5 feet or less. Page 26. True. 7. Never use a rear-facing infant safety seat in the front passenger seat of an airbag-equipped vehicle. Page 26. True. 8. Motorists should merge with bicycle traffic when preparing for a right-hand turn. Page 66. True. 9. Motorcyclists should not constantly change positions within a lane. Page 66. False. 10. Physicians and/or pharmacists should be consulted regarding any prescription medication and its possible effects on driving. Page 27. True. 11. Children and infants in child safety seats should always be placed in the rear seat of vehicles equipped with a passenger side airbag. Page 26. True. 12. The blind spot is the area directly in front of your vehicle. Page 28. False. 13. On two-way streets, it's equally important to leave room between oncoming traffic and parked cars. Page 28. True. 14. Turning right at a red light after stopping is allowed unless signs prohibiting it are posted at the intersection. Page 32. True. 15. The correct hand signal for a left turn is left arm out and fully extended. Page 54. True. 16. Flag persons have the authority to stop traffic. Page 43. True. 17. Headlights must be used from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. Page 61. False. 18. At a four-way stop, common courtesy is that the driver who stops first should be permitted to go first. Page 48. True. 19. You may pass if a solid yellow line is on your side of the middle of a two-lane highway. Page 44. False. 20. Making a left turn is the only lawful crossing allowed over double yellow lines. Page 44. True. 21. Pedestrians have the right of way when in crosswalks, even if the driver has the green light. Page 52. True. 22. If you park facing uphill where there is a curb, you should set the parking brake and turn the wheels away from the curb. Page 57. True. 23. White lines separate lanes of traffic going in the same direction. Page 45. True. 24. It is unlawful to exceed the posted speed limit when passing. Page 53. True. 25. The state has established different blood alcohol concentration legal limits based on a driver's age and type of vehicle he/she is driving. Page 24. True. Multiple choice. Circle the letter that best answers the question. 26. The minimum speed allowed for driving on the interstate is. Page 60. A. 30 miles per hour. B. 40 miles per hour. C. 55 miles per hour. D. None of these. B. 27. Signal your turn at least blank feet before planning to change direction. Page 28. A. 50. B. 100. C. 300. D. 400. B. 28. You should allow blank seconds between your vehicle and the car in front of you. Page 28. A. 1 second. B. 3 seconds. C. 5 seconds. D. 7 seconds. B. 29. Orange signs indicate which of the following. Page 34. A. Construction. B. Recreation area. C. Upcoming hazard. D. Rest area. A. 30. A triangle-shaped road sign requires that the driver. Page 35. A. Stop. B. Speed up. C. Yield. D. Make a left turn. C. 31. When you hear a siren or see the flashing lights of an emergency vehicle, you must. Page 51. A. Pull over to the curb. B. Pull into an intersection. C. Stop. D. A and C. D. 32. The speed limit in residential areas is, page 52, A. 15 miles per hour, B. 35 miles per hour, C. 20 miles per hour, D. 25 miles per hour. D. 33. You may not park within blank feet of a fire hydrant. Page 57. A. 5 feet. B. 10 feet. C. 15 feet. D. None of these. C. 34. When approaching railroad tracks, one should stop for which of the following situations? Page 58. A. A signal indicating a train is coming. B. A crossing gate is lowered. C. The train is visible or a train whistle is heard. D. All of these. D. 35. When driving on open interstate, slower traffic should keep to the. Page 60. A. Right. B. Left. C. Either. A. 36. When driving in fog, one should use. Page 62. A. High beams. B. Low beams. C. No lights. D. None of these. B. 37. The only exception for passing a school bus with its stoplights on and stop arm extended is, page 68. A. When traveling on a street with broken yellow lines. B. When traveling at night. C. When traveling in the opposite direction of a school bus on a roadway divided by a median. D. None of these. C. 38. Drivers of airbag-equipped vehicles should allow at least blank inches of space between themselves and the steering wheel. Page 26. A. 6 to 7. B. 8 to 9. C. 10 to 12. D. None of these. C. 39. If the wheels of your vehicle fall off the edge of the roadway or pavement, you should, page 63, A. Turn back onto the roadway immediately, B. Reduce speed, C. Turn back onto the roadway when it is safe, D. B and C. D. The driver's practice exam is provided by AAA Nebraska and the Cornhusker Motor Club Foundation with the cooperation of the Nebraska Department of Motor Vehicles.